Stoughton, welcome to this pre-Productronica version of What's the Scoop. I'm joined by Harold Eppinger, who is running the Co-Young business in Europe. Harold, great to see you again. Thanks for talking to me. So I'm sorry I won't see you in Munich. Unfortunately, us Australians aren't allowed out of the country for a while. What are you expecting? It's got to be the strangest Productronica, the most unpredictable ever.
Yeah, I can confirm it was the preparation phase was already quite challenging and interesting. It changed nearly every 2 weeks, the conditions, the regulations. But luckily, it seems that we are running the show more or less under regular conditions. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, it was quite strange because we didn't could really catch how many people will join. People areas, like you mentioned, this with the travel bans. But it's getting more and more confirmation that people will visit. So let's mm-hmm. be very positive because it's time to do the face-to-face meetings again. We missed it already. We had some successful meetings and face-to-face events in the last weeks. And you see the people are really hungry to do the different exchange of communication. Mm. I think that's a good one. Yeah. And looking forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really interesting. And, you know, you guys have done a great job during the whole period of the pandemic and been able to keep communication going. And you've done some great webinars and some online activity that's been really successful. But like you say, everybody wants to get back and see the machines in person and see you in person and kick the tires and kind of get back to that normal feel. I've already spoken to one or two people about the show, and there's a sense that they're very confident about the German audience I guess, you know, the nearby audience. But Productronica has always been this global show. Do you feel this year it's going to be a little bit different from that point of view?
Yeah, it will be different because first of all, we all know there are travel restrictions, and if you have to add a quarantine, nobody will spend the efforts to go for 1 day or 2 days to Munich. Mm-hmm. I think also from the exhibitors will be a little bit less. That's okay. We believe that it will be expanded size of the SMT show, our local show. We got a lot of confirmations from East Europe. So everybody is willing, and there's a willingness on the person itself, and there is a restriction sometimes from the companies. Bigger companies still hesitate to let the people go. But let me say, due to the vaccination coverage we reached, especially in Germany, it's getting more, call it the new normal we have been talking about. And I think this will help us to have a reasonable amount of visitors. We are prepared for this. We have the same size as usual. We didn't reduce anything. We are just going forward. Let me say like this, because we suffered enough, and we need to be positive somehow and to say, hey, let's go for it.
Yeah. And I think, Harold, if you're optimistic, we can all be optimistic with you. And what I like about a company like Co-Young is you tend to do your homework before the show. So you've already been inviting people. You're already gauging the expectations of the audience. Just talk me through what you're bringing to the show. Is there are new products? I mean, I think the Neptune's been released since the last Productronica. So there must be a whole swathe of innovation to bring.
Let me say, if you are already leading the innovation somehow with technology, there's always quite hard to get something up. So I think the our standard SMT business is in a good shape. So we need to focus with our core technology into new areas. You mentioned it, the Neptune, the conformal coating and the underfill inspection is a part which becomes through electro vehicle, electromobility more in focus. But what we also have to say, we introduced 2 years ago the Meister series, you might remember. And it was a new product launched, and there was the missing start through. There is really this push forward. But what really arise to the component shortage, and you know, Meister is focused on the
semiconductor,
on the back end, semicon, everything to levels and relative small sizes from the PCB industry, but also, let me say, this this bridge between our classic business and the semicon, and it's this product was boosting the last 6 to 12 months extremely. And now we see, as you all know, the component shortages is forcing also the European Union to do more in semicon. And that's what we feel. We have the brand new products, but let me say, I would not say a relaunch, but getting a new, call it a new acceptance in a technology as a need, as a trend in the market.
Yeah. And when I look overall at what's going on in the industry, and I felt this for some time, and we've talked about it and we've written about it, inspection data is that core currency of the smart factory. So it's really important. And as a market leader in inspection, and I get to talk to a lot of EMS companies every week, small ones, medium-sized ones, and the largest ones. And when they look at a company like Ko-Young, they kind of expect you to be the inspection partner, the inspection provider. And they're almost like, okay, well, SPI, yeah, that's a given. AOI, yeah, that's a given. Now they've got Neptune in the conformal coding. But I think there's a desire to have this holistic supplier that's really delivering inspection data across the whole factory. Is that something you feel and sense in terms of a demand?
Yes, there's a trend what you see. People would like to focus and rely on a certain partner for a long time. And this is our business in Europe is not the quick change over within 1 or 2 years to the next vendor. So what you do is like a marriage. It's a long term. The depreciation phase and the mid-size and flexible accounts, they think different than the high volume accounts. But what you see is very clear, the tendency to unify the technology, the usage and utilizing then in a central database like the Key Smart World or the core data you can generate out of a production site to utilize the improvement in production. I think this helps a lot.
And I think having that kind of single trusted source, and as you say, it's like a marriage. You've gone through the process of developing that relationship long term. But one thing you know about marriage, Harold, is that you're going to be asked for something new next year and something new the year after. So you have to keep bringing those new trinkets to the marriage.
Yeah, that's clear. And I think our headquarters is pushing hard in that direction. We have some further good ideas within the core technology, within our existing product range. There is a lot of, let me say, everybody knows the throughput is increasing, the miniaturization is going on. As I mentioned, it's not just one thing. And in the past, we have very often saw a good fitting machine for everybody. But we had to just recently a presentation on this, that the specialization is becoming more and more necessary because you cannot cover from here to there. It's just the range is too big. And the specific utilization of the core technology into the different application, I think this is the next one. You don't change the vendor for a specific application. You can in the product portfolio. I think that's the biggest advantage if you have this kind of range or product portfolio to offer to the market. And we see it, it's known, we increased the machines in the market to 18,000. I think we reached the number of 3,000 plus customers. This wide range shows and reflects typically this wider range. Otherwise you have a narrow niche product or narrow cornered market.
Yeah, and I think what's fascinating there, Harold, is as you grow your customer base, you actually grow your knowledge of what the market expects. So as well as having kind of the market leading products, you have the market leading insight into what's needed next. And the European industry, it feels like it's going through a pretty exciting phase at the moment. There's a huge amount of consolidation. There's a desire from European OEMs to source from European EMS companies as they look at some of the challenges with globalization, shall we say?
Yeah.
I just see a lot of opportunity there at the moment. What are you seeing? What's your sense of the market at the moment?
As I'm long in this EOI business, I can say we have an extreme successful year in 21. It's really boosting. But also what you see, We have a very wide responsibility in Europe. You know, we have the old Europe, we have the new Europe, we have the eastern part of Europe. And what you can realize is that this reshoring and this more local, in brackets, local investments are really visible now. So there is a trend not to give everything to Asia, not to do this classic transfer. We see there is a back turn, there is a willingness to stay with production sites in Europe. And that's what we have seen in mid-size account, bigger accounts, large accounts, and the global accounts. So what we discussed in previous interviews, our presence in Europe through the distributor with the local network and the local language, this helps us a lot now to see this move into that area. So it's quite promising. And I think we got just the starting point that there's really a refocus on Europe. Yeah. And looking forward, I think we can contribute.
Yeah. And when you look at 22, do you kind of have that sense of, okay, let's put the pandemic behind us and have a good bumper year?
Bumpy years. I think it's bumpy years. It's part of our industry that we have this continuously left, right, up, down. Yeah. But from today's point of view, I think we are in a good track. We have the good outlook. The companies are, as long as you can be positive. Everybody is talking about the component shortage. It's the lead time issues, the transportation issues, and it's an impacting. But under this, call it circumstances, it looks very promising. Yes, and I can say if we can continue the success from 21, I think I would be very happy. And I think it's from today's point of view, it looks nice. And we will see how it will be reflected during Productronica.
Yeah, and I think that's the great thing, isn't it? You'll get that opportunity to gauge what's going on in the market, particularly with the Europeans. And hopefully we can chat after that. Harold, thanks for talking. Thanks for your insight. We'll catch up with you after the show and find out exactly what has happened. But all the best with the show. Enjoy it. Have a few beers, have a few pretzels, and we'll chat again soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. See you soon.